Brian, another year has passed, and of course, you're going to be heading out as well fairly soon. Talk about the last year for the Northwoods Land Trust.
This was a record year for the Land Trust in a lot of ways. One of them is the this incredibly significant Yawkey Lumber Company conservation land donation in the town of Hazelhurst in Oneida County. And that one turned out to be the most valuable conservation land donation to a land trust in Wisconsin. It also had the most lake frontage donated and is one of the largest in terms of acreage projects that were outright donations. So that incredible project was a record in and of itself. But we did add several more grants of conservation easements from private landowners, including two in Oneida County and one other one in Forest County. The one of them in Oneida County was granted by Guy and Carol Hansen in the town of Harshaw on about almost 120 acres of farmland and woodlands there. And we also had a 38-acre conservation easement with frontage on Nine Mile Creek in the town of Three Lakes. So those two in Oneida County are pretty close by. And then in January, we closed on a conservation easement in Forest County on Ground Hemlock Lake with Ron and Winnie Krieger. So we've had some really positive gains in terms of those conservation lands. And then actually most recently, just the end of May here, we added another 20 acres to that Yawkey Forest Reserve property with a donation by Robin Elke Hagee. So that 20 acres is contiguous with the rest of the Yawkey Forest Preserve, and so that now totals over 450 acres. And then the other great big project that we did was working with a partner land trust up in Presque Isle and Winchester in northern Vilas County. That group actually was an all-voluntary land trust that started before the Northwoods Land Trust was organized, kind of focused on that Border Lakes area between Wisconsin and Michigan and northern Vilas County. And they did quite a few projects, but realized that they probably weren't able to handle the long-term monitoring and managing of the properties. So this year, that group transferred 11 conservation properties and four conservation easements to the Northwoods Land Trust. So we've obviously had a very big year in terms of transactions, and so that's what we're going to be celebrating at the annual meeting.
And where and when is the annual meeting?
Yeah, the annual meeting is open to the public. It will be held on Friday, June 21st, from 4 o'clock to about 6 o'clock p.m., and we're going to be holding it at the Northwoods Center in downtown Eagle River, which is just one block east of the post office and just around the corner from our office on Wall Street in downtown Eagle River. And like I said, the public is invited. Welcome to come. It'll be an opportunity to meet our board and staff, including our new executive director, who will be this will be his first official function, but then he'll be starting in early July and taking over the reins, and we're hoping to work with him to do a real smooth transition over the summertime, and look forward to having the Land Trust take off and have a lot more exciting projects in the future.